Yes.
So if you know that you have certain persons, like certain characteristics that are important, and the person you're out with, you're not like overly attractive, but you're attracted to, when do you know, do you keep going on dates? Because with every date you get more clarity, or is it just like you sit there and that's it? You know very clearly.
No. Did you hear the question? I'll just repeat it in a short version. How do you know how many dates, so to say, you need to take in order to have the clarity? And if you see some good, you see some bad. I'm changing a little bit the question. Bottom line, how do you know, when do you get your clarity? Let's put it this way, right? Right? There's no black and white answer, because some people get their clarity the first date, and some people date for half a year and they still don't get the clarity. I see that the clarity comes when the person is spiritually refined. That's how I see it. Baruch Hashem, I've been helping couples for over 10 years. I see that the clarity comes when the person is refined spiritually. Then again, you don't have to be super duper orthodox Jew. You need to be refined. And one of the things that messes up this refinement is when couples start touching. That's why in the Torah we're not allowed to touch when we date. And there's a reason for that. Because if that's not my wife, I'm messing things up. Spiritually. And if it's my wife, I'm messing things even more up. Because I'm not allowed to touch her right now. And when the Torah comes and tells me you're not allowed to touch that person when you're dating, it doesn't matter if you're going to marry him or not. There's a reason for that. Going back to the same concept of this spiritual spark that each and every one of us has, you're not allowed to. It's almost like eating from the food. You know, you have this beautiful buffet, and you come in and you're tasting the food from the buffet. So, spiritually, when the man and the woman, then they start touching each other, I'm not talking about now, intercourse, I'm talking about even touching, it messes things up. That's why the problem in our generation, people meet, first of all, there's the physical attraction and the physical relationship, and then they're trying to build some type of relationship above that. And half of the relationship are based on appearance. That's one of the problems. You have to have attraction. Don't get me wrong. If you're not attracted to the other half, there's nothing to do there. Has to be attraction. Wait. But that's not the base for the relationship. Now, to really answer you about the clarity, there's no black and white. I know people that after the first date, they're like, that's it. How do you know? I just know. And some people, they go for a year and I can't figure it out. I find that the clarity comes the more the person is refined spiritually. The person is refined spiritually, there's no schmutz, there's no dirt spiritually, they see things clear. That's how I see the success rate. And unfortunately, you know, there's no success rate when the person is not following the rules of the Torah, let's put it this way, and they find themselves in this turmoil of a problem. And I know this is not something that people like hearing, because people simply, okay, it's not fun. What, you're giving me now these strict rules? But the more you refine yourself in the spiritual level, then the clarity comes. So you're saying, okay, like we were talking before, you don't have to have, you know, 100% perfect. You see the good has to totally overpower the bad. You can't marry somebody because, you know, one thing is good and the rest is bad. The good has to overpower the bad. But there's always going to be something that's going to make it a little bit bitter. The best ratio is probably like 75-25. 75 has to be good, 25, okay, I'll deal with it. And that's the problem, when people are not willing to give up this 25, they're like, no, I'm not backing out. I'm not backing off from this. So again, to make a long story short, the clarity mainly comes when the person is spiritually refined. And unfortunately, there's no black and white. I can't tell you, oh, from date 1 to date 7, it's like this. Date 7 to date 9, no. Depends on the couple. Depends how they conduct the dates. Some people, you know, the first date is, yalla, it's not good. I'm sorry I'm being so direct, but that's the reality. And then it puts too much confusion. Excuse me? But the point is that it's not only for you, it's bichlal. The clarity has to come. Why, you know, the Torah tells you not to be connected physically during the dating process? Because that's what puts the confusion. I like him and I don't like him. And that's the problem. That's why the Torah is being very clear. Hold yourself. If it's your other half, don't worry, you'll have enough time to be with him. And if it's not, why do you need to get into this headache?
Isn't that kind of contradicting in a sense to physically? Because if you control yourself, how do you know the girl is, because she wants it too and you want it. If you have the control, how do you know that she knows that you want her physically?
Because marriage is not based on anything physical. And if you're basing the date and the marriage on the physicality, that's a mistake.
But you can also talk about it. You can talk that you don't have to be physical.
For sure.
You can talk about your attraction. You don't have to.
First of all,
it's words, you know.
No, first of all, let me tell you. Let me tell you something else. I'll answer you.
I could be attracted to all the girls here sitting here.
No, let me tell you.
What is that doing?
I'll tell you. When does a real attraction?
Physical attraction. You have to show it.
No, no, no. When there's real physical attraction, you feel it. You feel it.
In what way? You can't touch her. So
that's why you feel it.
Well, she can't touch you, right?
Well, it's mutual. If you can't touch her, she can't touch you. It's mutual.
Yeah, but you get to the spiritual through the physical. It's connected.
No, you're messing everything up now.
Talk about spiritual.
You're messing everything up. I'm going to answer you.
To talk more specifics about when you say spiritual.
Because if it's love.
Wait, one by one.
Physical, then, you know, if it's love between you and her, it should be okay then, right? So why do you have to wait until after marriage?
Because it has nothing to do with true love. It has to do with, I'm going to be with you in a second. It has to do with not opening your birthday present before the birthday. You open the birthday present before your birthday, you ruin the party.
It's going to get ruined anyway. Because you're going to ruin the rest of your life, right?
No. The thing is, this is a, you're kind of confused with anything here, but the point is, spiritually right now, not talking about physically, spiritually. When a man and a woman are together, when they're not allowed to, they mess things up. That's it. Whether it's the other half or not. For a man and a woman to be together when they're not married, it's a very big sin. Very big sin.
Love each other?
It's nothing to do with love.
How is it not to do?
It has nothing to do.
Somebody you don't love?
It's nothing to do with love right now. Of course you have to love the person you're marrying. I'm talking about the physical act. If physically a man and a woman are together and they're not married, that's a sin for anyone.
Is it a sin?
Let's continue this maybe afterwards.
Because how is that a sin?
How do you prove it's a sin?
How do you prove a sin is stealing is a sin?
Then how is it sin, right?
Is stealing is a sin?
Huh?
Stealing is a sin?
Yes.
How do you can prove it?
Love is then you think is a sin, right? Then there's a fine line between love and love. Then there is a fine line. Because if you think
I'm not talking about love. I'm talking about marital intercourse. I'm talking about physical intercourse. I'm talking about
is
love.
Is that lust or is that love?
It's physical intercourse. It's nothing to do with love or lust.
There's a fine line between.
There's no line there. Physical intercourse is a physical intercourse.
Yeah, but I'll just wait. We could have this maybe one later.
We'll do one-on-one. Yes.
I wanted to if you could talk a little bit about assimilation, especially in our day, and kind of any thoughts or like anything contribute to that.
That's a very long one. Let's see if there's any short one. But I want to get to that because that's extremely important. Yeah.
To answer your question, I think how do you know when you see the person and when you feel it? I think having to talk about values, goals that you have in common, witnessing the person that you see that you want to accomplish in the future again. When you have shared goals and something to look towards. And to talk about like a spiritual kind of thing you have to talk about. I think when one learns about like their egos and their caricatures and learning what they are, these are ways like the actionable ways that people can take control of their learning so they can help perfect themselves.
For sure. You know what you're saying, something very smart. It's kinda gonna answer also you. When you go on a date and you're looking at the lust You're not going to get it anywhere. You have to put...
Forget,
okay, I'm just joking. I'm sorry I woke you up. When you're sitting in a date, you want to look at the other half like a train track. Train tracks are 100% parallel. If you move a train track 1 millimeter down the line, they'll start separating. So you want to make sure that the person you're sitting in front of you is parallel. If that person is parallel, you're never going to be separating away from each other. And the being parallel is exactly what you're saying. That you see, okay, how am I going to, if I'm going to, can I be with that person in 40 years? Are we going to think the same way in 40 years? Because you can change the city you live, you can change your job, you can change your house, you can change many things. But if the two people are very parallel to each other in their opinions, in their thoughts, in their beliefs, most likely they're not going to start splitting away. And that's where marriages stop working, because it starts splitting away. And the physical attraction is part of it, but has nothing to do with it, because people love each other when they're 80, and there's no physical attraction when you're 80. Trust me. They love each other. They spend time with each other. They love each other. They hold hands. You see these old couple holding hands. They don't look at each other how she moves her tuchus when they're 80. Love. That is parallel. Now, when you sit in a date, you want to see these, I don't know if there's even a word, parallelities, but parallels. That's what you want to see. That's kind of what gives you some type of clarity. You're saying, are we parallel here? Or in 5 years, things are going to change because of the mood and the climate. So, hold on. I want to get to some other people.
What about the Yetzer Hara, though? If you were able to control and fine-tune it, then can you find your true love? Or not really?
No. There's nothing. Yetzer Hara, you're not going to get rid of him.
Well, then how are you? Now I'm saying the one in a sexual way, though. If you control Yetzer Hara in a sexual way. Are you able to get the
pure
people that you want?
So we're going to do dinner.
Is it a quick question? Or is it
yeah.
A
yes. Yes.
To what extent should you be annoyed by your other half?
You don't want to be annoyed. The right relationship is that they're not annoyed at all. I'm not annoyed with my wife. We have things that we don't necessarily see eye to eye or don't agree with, or certain character traits that I don't like, but we know it. We don't annoy each other. You don't want to be annoyed at all. That's the real marriage. Now I'm talking to get you into the chuppah. How to tolerate the other half, that's a different lecture. But you want to get to a point, the real marriage, that nobody's annoying anyone, that you live side by side with a person that you appreciate, that you admire, that you like. That's what you want. Don't settle to an annoying person and say, okay, let me see how I can tolerate that person. It's not a test of tolerance. The reality is that when you're looking at the list of demands, you have to be realistic. And you're saying 70-80% is very good. 20%, I'm not crazy about it, but I learned to tune myself to that person to make a point that it's not going to annoy me. If it's annoying me, that's my problem, not my other half.